The overall approach to coaching in the wellness context, of course, means using listening skills, powerful questions, curiosity, and so on, in the same way that you would within any other coaching context. What is, however, important is to remember that the client who is coming in with what you might perceive as sort of low-level issues, life problems, challenges, and so on, isn't necessarily therefore not needing a proper planning approach. You need to be thinking in exactly the same way as you would be in a recovery context, in terms of the metaphor that we used about being an expedition. You know, somebody is going to look to bring about change. They are going to need to prepare for that change. They're going to need to understand the implications of the changes they want to make. They're going to want those changes to take place, to be sustainable. And it will all need the required amount of planning. What you can do in this stage is get quite far quite quickly with clients who aren't in crisis in a way that can often be very difficult in the crisis recovery context. There can be a temptation to focus in on just the problem that they present with. And because it's a low threshold problem, there can be a temptation to sort of skip over the meaning and the purpose, the planning and so on stages, because often people will think, well, this isn't a very serious situation I'm in, so I just need a quick fix. Do not be lulled into thinking that a quick fix is going to work in this case. Usually the issues that are driving the so-called problem or the actual problem that your client is presenting with are as deeply ingrained in them as some of the challenges which people present with that are much more acute. So it is important that you maintain your approach of really exploring their world with them, finding out who they are, what makes them tick, what matters to them, what their values are, how they came to be at this point in time in their lives, what they feel about that, where they think they're heading, what seems important about where they're heading, what are they tolerating that they wish to not tolerate, and what do they feel is missing. All these kinds of explorations that allow you to get to know your client, and more important, your client to investigate and explore their own world.